You're listening to the Sights and Sounds Show with me, Janae Darden, on KALW 91.7 FM. In 1977, a group of movie lovers gathered in San Francisco to watch films by and about the LGBTQ plus community. The films were projected onto bed sheets hanging from walls. 50 years later, that gathering would grow into the longest running and largest queer film festival in the world. It's called Frameline. More than 60,000 people attend Frameline every year. Frameline showcases queer cinema from around the globe while uplifting artists. Their programming is a vast range of flicks like romance, comedy, documentaries, and horror films. And my producer, Porfirio Rangel, is very excited about the horror films. Frameline is currently running until this Saturday, June 27th, and they have screenings throughout the Bay Area. I spoke with Frameline's executive director, Allegra Madsen. We talked about the festival celebrating its 50th anniversary and what's to come in the last few days of the festival, including an event featuring actor Comen Domingo. Allegra Madsen, welcome.
Thank you. Well, thank you for having me.
Congratulations, 50 years.
It is quite a feat. It is really amazing.
Yeah, 50 years of celebrating, highlighting queer cinema. Why do you think it's lasted this long?
You know, the Bay Area is kind of a beacon for queer community from all over the world. And it's just important to have a space to tell our stories. It kind of comes in and out of fashion, like queer stories in the larger media landscape kind of comes in and out of fashion. And it's just really powerful that we have a place where the whims of the wider world don't really affect us. Let's every year we are going to celebrate our stories and the stories of people in queer communities all across the world.
You know, it's funny, there's so many different organizations celebrating 50th anniversary. BAYVAC celebrating 50th anniversary. So it's interesting that these media entities in the Bay Area have turned 50. That must have been a special time as far as when you're looking at the history of media when you go back 50 years.
I think it's really interesting because it shows you who grew the Bay Area and the story of San Francisco. And it's a really interesting moment right now because there are a lot of businesses that are trying to tell us that San Francisco is all about tech and like that's our story. And it's like, well, maybe no, maybe it isn't. Maybe it was weirdos and artists that actually built San Francisco.
Yeah, because that's what I think of when I think of San Francisco. I feel like the tech, I mean, I'm from the Bay Area. I was like growing up, the tech was in the South Bay. You didn't really talk about it as much as in San Francisco. So it's interesting how that narrative has changed. Okay, you almost receive, I cannot imagine how many submissions Frameline receives. What's the process of even just filtering through all the submissions and picking, you know, what's going to be screened during the festival?
We got a little over 2,000 submissions for the festival. And so it works on a couple of levels. My job as I'm sort of the lead programmer and the executive director. So my job is to go out to other festivals around the world and watch films and chase them. That's what we call it. It's like I chase them down and tell them, like, please come to Frameline. We're going to launch your film for you. But then at home, I have a team of pre-screeners that are going through, that are climbing through the, combing through the submissions, and they rate them, they talk about them, and they push them up to my whole programming team. I have a programming team of about 7 or 8 people, depending on the year. And then we just all watch as much as we can. And we all sit and talk about movies. It's wild and grueling work because, you know, sometimes you're going to sit down and watch 4 or 5 movies back to back in a day, and then you have to remember them and talk about them and you know, be kind of coherent about them. But I think it's really kind of beautiful because you kind of start to see that people around the entire world are working through similar themes and working through similar questions in different ways. And you can start to see all these strands and start to pull them together and sort of stitch an experience together.
Wow, so 2,000 submissions. How many films screen during the festival, you know, estimate?
So we have like 90 slots, and then within that we have shorts packages, and we play like shorts and features. And so we probably have about 150 titles.
Wow, and you get to travel to different parts of the world to watch films.
It's really amazing because like different cities and different parts of the world treat film and art differently, and that's really cool to see. Like I go to Berlin every year because they have the big International Berlinale, and like the whole giant city is really wrapped up in film, and it's just really cool to see. It'll be some film nobody knows or has heard of. It'll be playing on Wednesday afternoon at, you know, 10 a.m. and you'll have a theater that's packed with 1,000 people just ready to see what's new and what people are working on.
That's so interesting to look at movie culture in different cultures in different countries. Well, since you brought up Berlin, one of the movies that you're looking forward to screening is the German film Trial of Hein. And it's about a young man named Hein who returns home to a remote island in the North Sea after being away for 14 years. But the townspeople, they don't recognize him, not even his own family. So the villagers decide to hold a trial to prove if Hein is who he says he is. Here's a clip of the villagers challenging him. And it is in German.
Ich erkenne ihn nicht.
Sieht verändert aus. Weshalb sollte jemand hierher kommen und sich als Hein ausgeben?
Das hier ist meine Heimat. Ich habe ja wohl ein Recht hier zu sein.
Towards the end of the clip, Hein says, "This is my home. I have every right to be here." Trial of Hein is screening tonight at the Castro Theater as part of the Frameline Film Festival. Allegra, what about this film stood out to you?
I actually got to see this in Berlin, and this is a Berlin-based filmmaker, and that was really amazing. But this film is visually stunning. What I loved about it so much is that it really asks like a very, very simple question and then spins this larger narrative out of it. And it's really like, it kind of explores the gap between who we know ourselves to be and what the world is willing to see. And sometimes if there's a gap, particularly for queer people who can't necessarily be out, how can you ever really be recognized by your family and the people closest to you? And also what I really loved about this film was you could tell this is a first-time filmmaker because they don't have much of a budget. And so the sets are all open. Every set is like a play set. There's only one wall. And so you're going in and out of people's homes, but there are no walls. So you can kind of see everything, and like everything is laid bare, but there's subtext that you never get to see. And I just love how they use the financial constraints to explore more of the themes of the film itself.
I'm chatting with Allegra Mattson, executive director of the Frameline Film Festival. Frameline is the longest running and largest queer film festival in the world. This year, they're celebrating their 50th anniversary, and Frameline is running until this Saturday, June 27th, with screenings throughout the Bay Area. Allegra, another film you're excited about is Barbara Forever. This feature looks at the life and career of lesbian filmmaker and Frameline Award winner Barbara Hammer. Her work centered on her life, her body, and lovers. Barbara died in 2019. Here's a clip of an interview Barbara did with the Teddy Award back in 2015. The Teddy Award is an international film award for LGBTQ+ film artists. And here's her response to being asked, what is queer filmmaking?
As a queer filmmaker, I embrace all kinds of sexuality in my films. That grows as people respond more and more to all kinds of possibilities. Like, we don't talk about asexual. We talk about lesbian, gay, transsexual. We talk about heterosexual. We talk about multiple partners. There's still more to uncover in terms of our sexuality, and it's all queer. We are queering the world.
So Barbara Forever is screening tonight at the Castro Theater, again, as part of the Frameline Film Festival. So Allegra, tell us more about Barbara and her legacy as a filmmaker.
So Barbara Hammer is kind of an iconic lesbian experimental filmmaker. She set out to really combat ideas of the male gaze and sort of the infrastructure around media being centered on men. So she set out to figure out, is there a queer visual language? Is there a queer lesbian language that I can explore? And she just got to it in this way where she just continued to make films throughout her life. It's like whether she was recognized or honored or understood as an exceptional artist, it didn't matter. She just kept going. It was really important to her to really establish this visual language that was uniquely out of any sort of patriarchal dominated system. And what I really love about this film is that it is a intergenerational conversation. So you have Barbara, who is this, you know, who becomes this iconic figure and is a friend of Frameline. She has created this massive body of work. And then we have a young filmmaker, Bridie O'Connor, who comes along and creates a film that's a document of Barbara, but also is an homage to Barbara's form and the content, the form that Barbara created. And I really love that like cross-generational conversation that happens with this one.
You know, I watched some of a little bit more of that Teddy Award interview, and she had mentioned about how, you know, money wasn't important to her as an artist with creating. So I imagine that gave her even more freedom to really just be expressive and just say what was on her mind through film.
Yeah, and really explore what it means to live in these bodies and what it means to live in a woman's body. And she is a really powerful figure.
Yeah. And someone else who is really making moves when it comes to films is Mr. Coleman Domingo, and he'll be at the Castro Theater on Saturday. Frameline will be hosting a conversation with the actor, and he has Bay Area connection because he did some acting here in the 90s. The Bay Area is where he met his husband. What does it mean for him to be a part of Frameline's festival, especially for the 50th anniversary?
I'm so glad you asked, because I was like talking about these films, and these are beautiful, lovely, and amazing films that everybody needs to see, but they're also serious. And so I am really excited to have Coleman, whose career like is widely varied. He is, you know, you can see him in very serious roles and like Euphoria and Sing Sing, but you can also see him in the new Four Seasons, and like he is just a powerhouse figure. We are so excited to have him here and, you know, kind of celebrate one of our local heroes that's made it big. I'm all a flutter for Coleman.
Oh, and he is one of my favorite as far as celebrities when it comes to fashion too as well. So I wonder what he's going to wear.
Dedication to looking good. I just love it. I love it so much. And he does have a sweet, sweet story about meeting his husband here in Berkeley. I think on like Misconnections on Craigslist.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think so. Something like that. It was a quirky story.
Yeah, and I do wonder what he's going to wear. It's an afternoon thing, so my prediction, he tends to go lighter for afternoons, but we will see.
Right, I'm sure it's going to be nice. So this past April, the FCC asked for public input about whether the TV industry's rating system needs to be changed, specifically media targeting kids that has trans characters and queer themes. Now, the FCC doesn't oversee the rating system, but it can evaluate and review the effectiveness of the rating system. You know, and I'm just thinking of 50 years ago when this festival started, where we're at, and 50 years forward, that there's a push to go back. And I just want to know, for you, why do you think it's so important right now, as far as Frameline's existence and for queer stories to be told?
You know, I mean, the festival theme this year is can't stop, won't stop. Like, we're not going to stop. We cannot stop. Like, you know, these are existential threats to queer people. Like, not being able to see yourself represented in the world is an isolating and lonely place for people. Queerness exists across everything. I don't know of any other identity that does that. You know, like there's not an ethnicity, there's not a nationality, there's not a socioeconomic, and like queerness exists across the board, and we need to be able to talk to each other about this. Like it's just part of being human, and we need to be able to just see each other, talk to each other, and when you start denying people that, it gets really dangerous, and it gets really isolating. And yeah, I'm really proud to be able to work and do the work that I'm doing, because we're just not going to go away. We're just not going to not serve our community. We're not gonna stop celebrating our stories. Like this is who we are. We deserve to be here, and we make beautiful art.
Well, Allegra, again, congratulations on 50 years of giving artists voices and letting them tell their stories about what it's like being queer, whether it's a comedy, horror, whatever, just for us to see that angle of storytelling. So keep on keeping on.
Thank you.
That was Frameline's executive director, Allegra Madsen. The film festival is currently running until June 27th. We'll have a link on our KALW Sights and Sounds webpage to Frameline's schedule of screenings. And this interview was co-produced by Porfirio Wrangle.